This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, my good friend Bill Stanton is here. He's like my official, unofficial co-host today.
It's really great to be back again with you, Scott.
Yay.
Truly.
Reunion time. We're having a great time. Last hour, Mom Mickey was on, and Grandma's House is hosting the studio, and we're just having a great time here. This hour, of course, we're really focused on health freedom. FDA attacks homeopathy. We're going to be hearing momentarily from my good friend, Diane Miller, my hero, my friend, from the National Health Freedom Coalition. Bill Stanton, you've been at this for so long. Do you remember Diane Miller? Do you remember she was the attorney, health freedom attorney in Minnesota, that when Jesse Ventura was governor of Minnesota, she pushed forward a safe harbor or provision, if you will, that would allow natural healers to hang a shingle in Minnesota without being automatically prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. You remember that battle?
Absolutely, I remember it. I was so excited to see that it finally happened somewhere, and it happened in Minnesota, and I was just jealous,
yes.
You know, because I want to see the same thing in Georgia, of course, and across the nation.
Right.
And I really give her, Diane, and the coalition, tremendous credit for what they've done against a lot of odds.
Oh, yeah, and it hasn't happened in every state, and Diane Miller is back with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Diane, how are you, my friend?
Hi, I'm good. It's great to be here.
Absolutely
wonderful. Thanks, Bill, for your words, too.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, you sound great, Diane, and I'm so pleased. And, of course, we've had Roseanne Lindsay on many times over the years. She's now president of the organization that Diane helped to found. And we had the National Health Freedom Congress, which was amazing, up in St. Paul a month or two ago. I can't keep up with everything. But now we've got more attacks on health freedom from the federal level in terms of attacking homeopathic medicine. And, Bill, you professed your love and reliance on homeopathy, even though it's non-material, it's energy medicine. And those of us who have a strong science background, should be looking at this and going, wait, that can't be real because it's energy. But at the same point in time, we look at the process of digestion. It's about releasing energy from molecules. So, we are energetic beings. Why would we not embrace homeopathic medicine?
Oh, I've just flashed back on Avogadro's law.
Avogadro's number, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And it can't be proven in a laboratory that there's anything in it does not mean there's not anything in it.
Yeah.
You know, because we're in the 21st century, which is back to the 1800s when it was developed, it's a long and rich history, and it's a proven fact that it survived. Mm-hmm. And I have seen dramatic results with it, and as I know you have, Scott.
Yeah.
And it just seems like an outrageous breach that it's been so highly suppressed by the medical establishment, and while they continue to tell the lie that all it is just pure water.
Right. And Diane Miller, of course, you've been doing battle for health freedom and healing liberty for a long time, and also our homeopath, and your sister is, and there's so much homeopathic tradition in the health freedom movement, yet we've been attacked viciously by what Super Don used to call them, skep ducks. Now he says, don't call them skep ducks, call them something that rhymes with skeptics, but they're not real skeptics, they're get rid of the K, and he says they're septics. And I think that's appropriate.
Oh my God.
So, Diane, the attacks not just from people who shouldn't have or don't necessarily have the power to eliminate homeopathy, that's one thing to deal with. But when it comes from the Fear and Death Administration, who has some semblance of authority for interstate commerce to squash homeopathy like a bug, even though we would use bugs in a homeopathic form for good measure, what's different about way it was done since the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938 was passed in 1939 versus what they're proposing today?
Well, in 1938 and 1960 and 1972 and 84, they are referring back to an original process of group of remedies that is growing gradually called the HPUS remedies. And originally in 38, they said homeopathic remedies are drugs because there was a senator that was a homeopath and he wanted them to be included in the drug definition, the legal definition of a drug, which is anything you do to prevent, cure, treat, ameliorate any disease, you know, whatever. A very broad definition. So that's why the dietary supplement people went forward, because they didn't want to be thought of as a substance that cures people. They wanted to be considered food. So they pulled themselves out of the drug definition and got their own regulation as food. But they left homeopathy in there because homeopathic remedies were considered part of the drug definition under the definition they were specifically mentioned. So there we had, you know, a group of homeopathic remedies. But, you know, and that has continually been a problem for the FDA because they don't know what to do with it. So they did all this research. And they said, okay, in order for us to have over-the-counter drugs, there's so many, 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 many on the market in 1972, they just decided, okay, we're going to do an over-the-counter drug review, and if they're generally regarded as safe and we meet all the standards that we require of labeling and manufacturing, then we're going to let them go forward. But there were so many, they couldn't do one at a time, so they did categories.
Mm-hmm.
So they did like 80 categories. And then they had, was homeopathy going to be one of those categories? They said, you know, no, the homeopathic organizations asked to not be reviewed as an over-the-counter drug as a category. So they had a special dispensation. They were not going to be reviewed, but they kept on being used under the HPUS. Then in 1984, there was so much desire to have more specific guidelines for the homeopathic remedies that the FDA put out a policy guideline saying, well, you know, you're out there. We know you're out there. We haven't reviewed you for generally regarded as safe status, but here's some guidelines. We won't go after you if you stay within these guidelines. It wasn't a law. It's just a policy document saying, heads up, we're not going to go after you if you do these things. So they've been working under this homeopathic remedy law since 1988. And now there's this there's a whole bunch of over-the-counter drugs that are not reviewed by the FDA. There's so many million, you know, thousands of drugs that go on the market, and they don't have the staff, and they admit that. They don't have the staff to review everything. So they have a guideline that says, if you're a regular over-the-counter drug, pharmaceutical drug, here's our guidelines based on risk assessment and all this stuff. They don't go through, like, what you need to do with your pharmaceutical drug, they just say, here's our general categories of risk-based assessment. And that was not like their 1988 homeopathic, more specific guidance for them. So now they're just wanting to take that 1988 and move it into the general risk assessment categories like they have for regular pharmaceutical over-the-counter drugs that they haven't reviewed yet.
But Diane, what would that mean if they did that? If they altered the way they regulated through policy homeopathic remedies by lumping them in with whatever we call traditional pharmaceuticals, although it's kind of a weird way to say it, but you know what I mean. How would it all, because the feeling out there from people that use homeopathy that this is an attack on the freedom to access homeopathic remedies. What do you assess?
The policy document that they have, that they've had in the past since 1988, is not a law, it's not a regulation, and it's not a statute. It's just, how are we going to go after you? you know, we don't have enough people. Here's what you have to do so that we don't go after you. So it's not a law. They're not regulating it. If they were to actually if they were actually to enforce the law that is on the books, they would shut down people that aren't, you know, that aren't
compliant. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. It's not a law. It's just their way of handling the massive amounts of people out there. And so they've put out a over-the-counter drug special 400-400 policy document in 1988 to say to the homeopathic community, we're not going to go after you, Alpha. We know we can, as long as you fit in this box. Now they're saying you're gonna have to go in a different box. We're not going to go after you if you're in this different box. But
so
it's
what
not
is
a
this,
law.
What is
it's
this
not
different?
A regulation, and it's not a statute. It's just telling them when they're going to go after you.
But what is this different box? How does it differ?
So the different box is more vague. So that's the problem.
That leads to more abuse by the authorities, the power at
yes,
FDA.
Yes, the different box is a way for them to go after things that they're really concerned about. Like, for example, remedies, even if they're highly diluted, if they're made out of a toxic substance. Well, many remedies are made out of toxic substances. So they have this priority list of things that they're going to go after that is their general categories instead of saying, if you make your remedy like this and you have the dose and the da-da-da, they're
like homeopathic belladonna. We know belladonna is a toxic substance, but in homeopathic form it becomes is rendered non-toxic. I mean, do they not get chemistry in that context?
They do, but so what they're doing is they're putting up general categories of risk assessment so that they can more freely go after who they think is presenting a problem. So it's going to give them more, although it's not a regulation, like I said.
Yeah.
They can go after anybody they want right now. They're going to focus on different groups. I personally think they're going to focus on nozodes.
I agree with you there, Diane. And by the way, folks, nozodes are homeopathic preparations from disease-causing agents, as they're called, pathogens, or it could be diseased tissue. Sometimes we call them sarcodes, or if they can be from cancerous cells. These are things that are considered maybe biologics at one point, but again, rendered completely inert, unable to cause disease. But that is a risk because people are wising up to vaccines, and we've talked about it on this show. There are books written about homeoprophylaxis. Diane Miller is our guest with the National Health Freedom Coalition. Bill Stanton is with us. We're going to be talking more on the break for our YouTube crowd, but want to come back and understand more about the strategy here to counteract what FDA is attempting to do. There are petitions from different groups out there. They're asking for different kinds of regulations. We're going to get Diane's learned perspective here to know which way we should be going at this point. So stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Your freedom to choose homeopathic medicine. Is it on the line? Is it about to go extinct? We're trying to get through the hype and the fear into the practical aspect of not only its history in America and in regulations as FDA looks at it, but what's going on right now with the apparent threat through this 400-400 compliance guide scenario. We've had others on the air, Diane, concerned moms and family members and others that have been focused on this issue, and they proposed a petition, sign a petition, and we want special, I don't know, regulatory status. I'm not real clear on it, but I know there are some concerns. Anytime you ask FDA for something, usually what you get is much worse than you had at the beginning.
Right. Well, we're not supporting that petition because we don't want to ask FDA to put into place, into law, not just a policy document, something that will stagnate homeopathy for the next 50 or 100 years. So we are actually promoting the designing and the homeopathic community together, designing how to deal with they're generally regarded as safe, get that into law, get the international laws synced in so that we can get all the remedies from all over the world, look for how to reflect the potential of homeopathy, because you can make a homeopathic remedy from a stork out on your farm, mm-hmm. and have a remedy and have a proving and not have it be put in the HPOS drug category that is always been protected. So there's all these many, many, many remedies that are out there that right now are not protected, and the petition is asking for just protection of the HPUS old remedies that have always been in there, and that they approve, the HPUS committee approves maybe one, two, or three a year. And there's just this explosion of even new elements on the chemistry chart that are made into remedies. People are dealing with environmental things. They're dealing with toxic drug reactions. They're
very
dealing
good
with
point.
Vaccine reactions.
Yeah.
We need the remedies, and we need the laws to reflect mm-hmm. the ability for manufacturers to make these remedies and sell them. And what this petition is doing is, hey, let's just put in this 30-year-old thing and just say call it quits.
That's
that was good enough for us. No, that's not what's going on in homeopathy.
So the homeopathic-friendly community is inadvertently asking to be restricted even more rather than having the freedom that we would desire.
Yes, in our opinion. And I've spent the last 20 years trying to protect the right of homeopaths to practice. So we have 10 states now that federal law is about the remedies, but the state law is about the right to practice so you don't get shut down for practicing medicine. And in those states, a homeopath could go out, you know, they know how to make remedies. What's it going to come to if the FDA shuts down everything? So, no, we don't want to go backwards. We want laws and regulations that actually articulate the special nature of a homeopathic remedy and move forward. And the pharmaceutical industry obviously would not like that. In fact, if it was confiscated, the identity of that, they might be starting to do, and they already are, high dilution pharmaceuticals in IVs in the hospital. How are they going to get that if they're not drugs? So we're really needing to think this through and write the future instead of stagnation.
Diane, for those of you who want you to find out, nationalhealthfreedom.org is the website. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Diane, is there a policy paper yet released? Because we need people to read this and share this like a petition is being shared right now that you feel it might not be the right direction to go.
We haven't put out our formal paper yet. I've spent maybe 100 hours in the last month studying it so that I could help the homeopathic. I'm not a homeopath, but I entered the conversation to help facilitate the different people talking to each other, and there's a lot of differentiation in the homeopathic community itself. So right now I'm trying to understand the broader picture so that our organization as a health freedom organization can put out a paper of what we generally think should be the direction to move.
Beautiful, beautiful. Diane, you are a voice of reason here in working with the National Health Freedom Coalition, and I'm greatly appreciative of your calm demeanor in getting through the hype and marketing and of fear, if you will. Sometimes even within our own community, we're guilty of that. It's like you foment fear, and then your reaction out of fear is not clear, concise, necessarily appropriate for the best interest of the community that has been made frightened. All right, Diane, can you stick around another segment?
Yes, sir.
All right. Diane Miller's here. Bill Stanton is here. We're going to ask you some more questions about the freedom to choose homeopathy, what direction to go, how best to proceed, and maybe answer a few questions from Super Don if he's got something going on. We'll find out. Maybe he's willing to use the coffee the right way this time.
Right? Yeah, the right way.
Maybe coffee a cruda. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I knew it was only a matter of time before I got Bill Stanton fired up. And he is fired up here, folks, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Diane Miller, also here from the National Health Freedom Coalition, a dear friend. She's like a family member. I give her a big hug every time I see her. And you can consider yourself tugged energetically while we're on the air together.
All right.
Diane. So, Bill, yeah, there was a Health Freedom Protection Act. I can't remember what Ron Paul wrote with Campaign for Liberty. I think Jonathan Emord had some input into that as well. And Diane, I don't know, maybe you had as well. But this idea that you could actually communicate truthfully, honestly, openly about substances that were not technically drugs, that were substances from creation, from plants, for instance, that could reverse disease. And if there was scientific validation without having to become necessarily a drug, that you could communicate that as a supplement. And you know, again, in a non-misleading way, not in a deceitful way, not in a fraudulent way. And as Bill had mentioned on the break, at the time, NNFA, National Nutritional Foods Association, now they're NPA, it's gone really global and big, didn't get behind Ron Paul's bill that would allow for true freedom in communicating scientifically validated information about non-drug substances and what they could do. Do you remember that, Diane?
Yes, I do. In fact, we did the whole analysis of the burden of proof, because in all of these issues, when you have something that's generally regarded as safe and you have a reasonable situation, in our freedom, liberty consciousness, we want to have access to anything, and then the government should prove it's dangerous if it's dangerous, and they have reason to believe that. Mm-hmm. But in all these situations, it's like they say, nothing's okay, you can't say anything, and then you have to prove to us that it's safe first. And that's the problem in our whole culture. It's been flipped over. Practice of medicine, practice of healing, mm-hmm. remedies, herbal, freedom of speech. So it's not, it's a very broad-based propaganda of the burden of proof is on the citizens to prove safety
right.
instead of the burden of proof on the government to prove harm.
Diane, is that like the doctrine of preemption? Like, you know, you preempt, it's like a thought crime in a sense. You're guilty, prove yourself innocent. I mean, it's so upside down.
Right, and that's in every way, in advertisements, in every way, when you see messages coming forward from the dominant culture, that's what they're trying to make you accept. They're trying to make you accept, we got it covered, don't worry, but if you want, you know, something other than what we're saying, you have to make sure that you prove that it's okay to do.
Well, you beg for, you know, the right. Of course, it's like you don't beg for rights. Rights are yours by virtue of your birth.
Right.
So they've all been converted into privileges. Healing is now a privilege. The idea
right.
that you would use a substance in a way that you perceive to be correct, along with your doctor or whoever you're consulting with, is now no longer a right. It's been relegated to privilege status. And that which is the government grants to you, it can take away at a whim based on your bad behavior. And they get to define what is bad.
But
right,
you know,
and the beauty about herbs and homeopathic remedies is that they're generally regarded as safe, and the government has the duty to show harm before they take it off of a market. So the great thing is herbs are on the market. They're on the shelves. So then the next phase is the freedom of speech of what you can say about
right.
that. And the homeopathic remedies have the benefit of being in the drug definition where you can say that something
right.
cures you, and that's why they don't want to have their own category outside the drug definition where they're going to get freedom mm-hmm. of speech problems, because they want to be able to say this can help something.
By the way, the evidence shows as well that if the FDA doesn't feel they can get you, they'll get their friends at the FTC to tag you on violations of you know, communication. Bill, you were going to say something.
Well, I just was reflecting back on all these years and really decades of the compilation of all the research and all the statistics that have come to the United States Poison Control Centers. You know, because there's something really profound about these statistics when you look at them, that there's literally no problems and no deaths and hardly any kind of side effects on anything in the natural realm, you know, especially herbal medicines, you know, because we hear a lot from the medical establishment about how dangerous they are. But, I mean, if you go back and you look at the U.S. Poison Control Center statistics, it's clearly obvious, irrespective of this discussion or anything else,
yeah.
that there's a perfect safety record with natural medicine and anything in the natural realm.
Yes.
Right. I was just doing some research for the book I'm writing on health freedom, and it said we are worse than 109 countries for having people poisoned involuntarily.
Wow. Pretty impressive, America.
And we are worse than 40 countries in terms of mortality rate at birth and whether you're going to survive 5 years or less.
With all of the technology and advancements we have, again, the abandonment of natural medicine has been to our detriment by and large. Again, the
right.
third leading cause of death, we're not making it up. It's in the peer-reviewed journals, yet no congressional hearings on it. If you get a hangnail from a homeopathic remedy, it's front-page news.
Right. If homeopathic remedies are so dilute that there's more toxins in the Mississippi River than they would be in a remedy. I mean, it's like they're so dilute that they are generally recognized as safe, but they are not willing to give up that power because it's a very big market now.
Now, under our system of a constitutional governance, we have something called federalism. And I've argued that we need to look more into the 10th Amendment as a nullification remedy, although the FDA claims, the Interstate Commerce Clause, they claim everything for that. So unless you perhaps contain everything within one state, then the state could say pound sand to the feds and, like, FDA, you don't belong here. But again, that doesn't seem as practical as it's been for weed, for cannabis, and successful. I don't know if this would be the way to go, but I've argued, Diane, just one moment, and I've said this when I was speaking at the group, I talked about religious liberty, spiritual freedom, how we need to get back to recognizing that every aspect of our life is that, because the government has kind of convinced us that we can compartmentalize our life. There's an economic life that is distinctly different from your religious and spiritual life. And if we could bring it back under the First Amendment in that way, we would have a little stronger leg to stand on. Make the government argue against your religious liberty. Again, I don't know how practical a strategy is, but I'm not a practical kind of guy.
It's totally practical, as well. In fact, that's the way to get around all this politics. Mm-hmm. Just to say it's your religious freedom to use any medicine you want to, any uncontrolled medicine or any herb or any spice or any homeopathic medicine that they claim is just pure water anyway.
Right.
Why can't you have that religious right?
I don't know, Diane, if lawyers like that, because it kind of takes them out of the so-called law of equity in the same way when you now have to argue only on First Amendment grounds.
Well, I think that the right is there, and it's recognized in case law. We have the right to access anything we want. That's not the problem. The problem is, like, you have 10 options, and you have the right to get all of them, but they have found ways to delete 9 of the options for other reasons. So their game is to find reasons to not allow 9 options without saying. So now we're starting to argue it's an indirect infringement on that First Amendment right when you delete all of our options, even though you say we have the right. You can't take all of our options away when we're making that decision.
So basically, you have the right to get any color car you want as long as it's black, because we've inadvertently regulated all the other 9 colors out of the options.
Exactly.
Which you could have, but they don't exist anymore.
Right. So their game is to be a dominant culture. And that is the essence of the freedom movement, is to say that infringement is no. I want the things that you say I can't have.
Freedom. Folks, how do we get back to it? And again, how do you live as a free people? I brought up the parable of we come as eagles, right? And it's this eagle egg that got mixed up with a bunch of chickens, and it was born in a chicken coop, and it looked up at the sky at the eagle soaring above it. And all the chickens around said, stop looking up there. You're a chicken just like us. Keep scratching in the dirt for worms and grubs. And, you know, we have been told that we're a bunch of chickens, and we're living as if we're a bunch of chickens. Somebody's got to nullify it on a personal level, and a lot of somebodies, before the government realizes there's a lot more of us than them. But it doesn't happen in mass. It happens one by one by one. Who's courageous enough to live their principles? And, again, that religious freedom is one of the places where people can find courage.
Right. I have my own theory that freedom is not something you can have. It's something that you live in a conversation. So you have to be in the conversation of this. So I commend the people doing the petition or whatever, because it's stirring up the conversation.
Sure.
You have to be in that conversation in order to articulate what you want the future to look like. And it's not something you have and then you just go sit on your couch, because that's not what freedom is. That's not light. It's not enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Freedom is really a living being, that eagle soaring. Mm-hmm. And so I think Americans really have to, like, be aware that they won't have freedoms if they don't participate in protecting them.
You're right. It's not Diane's doing it for me. No, she's not. She's doing her best to do it for a lot. But my gosh, you all have to stand up for what is right. And your relationship with that is much higher and holier than government. And our founders knew it, and that's why I'm encouraging, and I'm really excited about the religious freedom focus of this administration. I'm not saying it's the it's going to solve everything, because there's limitations to where they're going, but
yep.
You don't have those limitations unless you believe that they are yours, right? That's the power of your belief to create that life for you. And Bill, you've been, you know, living away, helping yourself, helping a lot of people despite all these things, as have I and Diane. And I think, you know, I draw inspiration from your friendship as I do with Diane's. And it's just amazing that we get to know each other and get to hang out occasionally on this planet.
And, you know, it's because of people like you that's driving the grassroots, because it's all coming from the grassroots. And unfortunately, you know, it seems to be, it just seems to me that things have kind of slowed down. But maybe because of mainstream news being so powerful now, and because of the establishment itself and the churches, the schools, you know, the new laws like the California vaccine law, that things that they're working against us too. But I don't know what it takes for the grassroots of America to really fully understand mm-hmm. how much that their health is being suppressed in the interest of, you know, the establishment's need for you to be sick with that insurance card.
Right.
Because that's really what it's boiled down to now. We need the grassroots more than ever now to drive this process.
Diane, when can we look forward to seeing no pressure policy from the...
whenever it gets off my desk, I have to say I'm working hard on it. Maybe in a week or two.
Beautiful.
So.
The moment it's ready, I know I'll hear from you or Roseanne or both of you, and we'll get it out on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great.
And God bless you, Diane. Love you very much. Thanks for having me,
Robert.
Yeah, and making it clear what we're dealing with here. And it's good. Like I said, we're not down in the people who are petitioning the FDA, but
right.
We got to think clearly on the strategy. And, Diane, you've helped us do that.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, this is kind of why I like to get out of the studio and have a remote studio once in a while, because I get to have awesome reunions and meet new folks, like when we do these live remotes from stores and different events and upcoming events, in fact. And the reunion with my buddy Bill Stanton has been as awesome as I had hoped, Bill.
Amen. Yeah. Absolutely, John. So good to see you and Mickey both.
Yep. Really great to connect again, and we're never disconnected. I know we don't get to talk as much as we did when we were here, but I tell you what, man, it's great to have you on board today.
I appreciate you inviting me back, and nothing has changed between us.
Not at all.
Nothing will ever change.
Not at
all. Or you, either one.
Yes.
Mickey.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, upcoming events, they're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the Cancer Prevention Convention. We got a lineup that any one of these folks would be worth the price of admission. Go there. The links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, August 19th in Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan. Then we got the reinitialization of the Health Freedom Expos, the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd and 23rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Then we have in Orlando the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. I'll be speaking there as well. That's October 19th through the 22nd in Orlando, Florida. But keep up with our show notes, because every day it could change. New upcoming events could be revealed. Now, finally, we've got to what we can do to establish a world without the FDA. It's called an alien invasion. And I'm not talking from Mexico. I'm talking from outer space or another dimension. Super Don found a fun article called Science Hoax? The apocalypse could come in the form of a malicious artificial intelligence from aliens who shut down Earth's global power grid. Now, the upside to this is that the FDA will not be able to reach you in such a circumstance. So maybe there's good news.
Dude, that's a crazy headline. I mean, I mean how do you put all of that in one headline and not go, what the heck did I just read?
What did I read? Yes, it's very funny. But, you know, what's real about this is the grid, the energy grid, the power grid. Folks, if you don't realize how tenuous life is at this point, unless you're like in an Amish community or in a third world country and you're farming for your food, you've been living that way for hundreds, if not thousands of years, you are on the edge of, you know, Florida, hurricane. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four, how many weeks can you survive without the energy grid coming back on? How much do we depend on? Much less the trucks that flow into your neighborhood retailers that fill the food coffers in 24 hours or less. That's called food on demand. When that stops rolling in, how hungry will you get before you say, my neighbor looks delicious?
Very.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Time to stock up.
Right? And what does the FDA say? Well, that neighbor has not been approved of as a food source. Well, the FDA's got no access at that point.
You know, I just found out that George Washington was feeding his troops gruel, which is slippery elm root, mm-hmm. which is tree bark.
Yep.
And they survived on slippery elm bark.
Better than eating your neighbors, folks. No, you better learn how to do that.
We're going to have to become very innovative if the time comes.
Well, and that's the point of growing your own food, folks, not just you and you're only one in the neighborhood. Because when the grid down scenario occurs, they'll be raiding your garden first, and then you're on the menu second. So, folks, listen, I know it's an ugly picture to paint, but it's not science fiction when it happens. And throughout history, there have been things like this, Super Don. I don't know about the alien invasion from space, but, hey, just think about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just recently saw an experiment mm-hmm. on the whole electricity thing. If you remember Puerto Rico, the hurricane came through there, it was over 6 months, and there were still places without electricity. Now, fortunately, they had the benefit of outside help, although it took a long time to get there. In that situation,
there was probably a disaster. A lot more people that died than were ever reported, I feel. And this is the thing about that. If you think the federal government's going to save you when these things happen, there are elements within the federal government and governments around the world and supranational governments, UN, that would like to see a reduction in population by any means necessary. And one of those means, I believe, whether it's intentional or not, vaccination. Because the end result of vaccination is weaker immunity, toxic burdens, cancer, autoimmunity, devastation. Well, of course, the lack of reproductive function in some of these vaccines, too. So,
if you add up all the exposure to the environmental chemicals, too, and the drugs, it's programmed obsolescence of human beings.
Through toxicology, not necessarily virology. That's always a cover for toxic pollutants from global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all your state of being. Like we have right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Bill.
It's so great being here again.
Thanks, Super Don. Thanks, Diane Miller. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.